Weekend.
As we continue on, Roland, one of the things in America that is prevalent during this great recession, as they've called it, is jobs. And we've heard, you and I have been inundated. We're both news buffs, obviously. It's the business that we're in, about the numbers and the states that have gained and lost, et cetera, and so forth. But jobs in America, I really believe today we are one step removed from understanding the problem of all of that. In a changing world that has greatly affected our job market, I've noticed today that many of the jobs that are currently being offered, other than in the electronic world, I'm going to call it the environment of the electronic age, the internet age.
You mean the digital age?
Digital age, and call it what arose by any other name should smell so sweet. Either that, or they're going into health service, or they're going into health care, or what have you, for the need of our elderly population. That's where the job growth happens to be today. And it's dawned on me that we have to rethink how, and particularly those Americans who are now in the workforce for plus 20 years, who have enormous background, some extraordinary background and potential to do other things. We have to rethink, I would believe, how we get our work done and where the jobs are. And in many places today, they are creating their own jobs.
Well, you know, I knew that we were going to talk about the job situation in this particular section. And when I Googled it or did some research on the internet, I found out that in May, so that's the last last statistic that
correct
we have, there were 4.6 million job openings as of the end of May.
Correct.
The problem is qualification
correct
for those jobs.
But those that are qualified are overqualified. Here's where, and this is something else that I noted, and it was in my research, that 39 to 45% of the jobs that are available, people are qualified but overqualified for those positions. And there has to be a rethink here on the part of the hiring sector that's saying, yes, you may be overqualified, but you can do that job, and I can't find anyone else that can. So what's happening is that they are going into this training process of unqualified people who do mediocre work rather than hiring exceptional people for slightly less salary. At least they have someone who can, in fact, do that job, particularly in the area of digital and digital communications and digital
programming.
Don't
you think a lot of it has to do with people who say, you know, I'm qualified for that. In fact, I'm overqualified for that, but I'm not going to take less. I'm not going to take less money, even though I need the job.
That is always
an ego problem.
It is an ego problem. And I have counseled some people who have come to me and asked for help in their job search. And I do say to them, one of the areas I've drifted and I've sent people off to is in the not-for-profit environment, because there's a great need for their talent in that area. We have a country of giving, an enormous not-for-profit structure in this country, a system of not-for-profits, very large ones. And we know the big ones, March of Dimes and all the rest. But they're also growing administratively. And this includes the colleges. This includes those, and they are primarily not-for-profit institutions, or at least supposed to be. And they're looking for people that are qualified. And I've noticed that some of the institutions that I spoke to, the recent president of a college here in the Northeast, who hired 30% of his people hired outside the United States, came to this country and were hired because they were qualified for the right price.
Well, that's one of the major issues that we have from both labor unions as well as people who are hiring or companies that are hiring in this country.
And the labor unions have taken on the task just recently, and this has happened now in Detroit. Detroit's unemployment rate, which was 11.6% or thereabouts in 2008, has dropped to under 7%. They have gone into a major restructuring program in education, particularly because the unions, and these are the Detroit motor unions, have driven their people. And many of those motor worker union people are no longer working in the in the motor industry. They're working in the aircraft industry. They're working in the electronics industry. The creation, many of them are being hired by Sears and Maytag to work on washing machines and whatever it may be, because those jobs were available, you see. But they were retrained to do that. And also from the high-tech profile of the robotic work that's now going on, that's eliminating the manual worker on the work line.
Well, if you read some of the stuff and listen to some of the reports coming out of Detroit, it may well be the miracle of the 21st century.
Agreed. And though I do believe, and you and I have talked about this before, I believe that in our lifetime, it may be a long and wonderful lifetime we still have to lead, Roland, that General Motors and Ford and others will go the way of the dodo bird. They're going to go away. They're going to...
Well, what replaces it?
They're going to be replaced by new car companies. Companies that are in hydro and electrical,
like Tesla
and all the others. That's the future, and I'm firmly convinced of that. These are prefab, pre-modified cars that can be manufactured in a blink.
Did you see not too long ago where Tesla Motor Company said all of their patents would be available to anybody?
Remarkable.
That's amazing.
It's amazing and smart, okay? Because it's establishing their thinking on how the world is going, you see. Because that's where the electrical car... Do you know the electrical cars right now are getting on what they call the Category 3 road circuit, where they actually can go 500 miles? The only thing that holds them back is the tires, not the engines. The batteries now can support a car driving at those extraordinary speeds for 500 miles. That's extraordinary. And that's where the future is. And it's the future that's going to be changing this country. And there's where the jobs lie. And that's where our currently broken political system has to get into that program.
Before we get into that, though, I want to read to you something that that I came across not too long ago. And it's a little poem that has to do with jobs.
Go.
All right. When the earth was created, the power above gave each person a job to work and to love. He made doctors and lawyers and teachers and plumbers, and then made carpenters and confidence men. And when each had a job to work as he should, he looked them all over and saw it was good. And then he sat down to rest for a day, but a mournful plea chanced to come his way. The Lord then looked down, and his eyes opened wide, for a motley collection of bums were outside. "Oh, what do you want?" the Creator responded. "A job," they cried out, "we are so despondent." "We have no profession," they cried in dismay, "and even the jails have turned us away." Said the Lord, "I have seen many things without worth, but here I find gathered the crumbs of the earth." The Lord was perplexed, and then he was sad. For all of the jobs, there was none to be had. So he thought and he thought what work to create that would give these poor souls a chance to be great. All of the jobs needing talent were passed out before. Not a skill was left. There was nothing more. But God, being God, all smart in the beano, said, "I'll make these poor souls hosts, smith, and Sabatino." I couldn't resist that. I'm sorry, Carl.
I love it. Wonderful. And we need his help.
Indeed.
And to the point.
And that's not to take away the seriousness of people who need jobs. And
they do.
And who deserve jobs.
They do. And they're qualified for those jobs. And, of course, and by the way, this is also now affecting our recent graduates. And we're going to talk later on at some point further on in some sections as we go through our program in regards to education and what they're learning. Because it's now affecting the graduates coming out of college. And are they really qualified? Are they absolutely qualified for the jobs that are waiting for them out there? And it's not so much, what one professor said to me was, are they trainable? Are they more trainable and able to accept? And these young people are. They're smart. They're very tech savvy.
Well, I have two granddaughters who are heading into college in the fall of this year, 2014. Both of them are going into chemical engineering, one in biochemical engineering and the other one in basic chemical engineering, dealing with the looking for alternative fuels as well as, you know, the oil industry
to the future. the future.
These kids, not because they're my granddaughters, but they're smart.
Yes.
I mean, I look at some of the homework that they used to do in high school. I say, there's no way, Carl, that I could handle any of that.
For those of us who took 5.5 years to get out of high school, I had a chair in my name.
Well, yeah, I wasn't that bad.
I was that bad.
No, you weren't.
Peck's original bad boy.
Well, we can talk about that at
we
some point.
We should sometime.
Because, I mean, I know some secrets about you that I'm willing to bring you out, are willing to share.
I'll make sure my wife doesn't listen to the program at that particular time. But no, I think you're correct. They are smart. They're bright. They're sharp. Are they trainable and retrainable in a new world that's changing so fast?
You have to be willing to change.
Correct.
Immediately.
Immediately. Absolutely. Point well taken. Immediately, ladies and gentlemen.
And speaking of immediately.
Call Sabatino Rollins Smith. We're back. Stay with us.
In just a few moments.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-289-1668. That's 800-289-1668. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-289-1668.